Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And thanks for being here. Thanks for being an active party in Green Beach and your local party across the state. So I can't thank you enough for all the work you're doing. You know, the temptation this morning is to throw you a bunch of red meat and get a bunch of applause and get you all excited. Probably what I should do first thing in the morning. But actually, I want to feel your more cerebral side, if you will. Get down to the business of winning these races. Next we'll go. You know, hopefully you've had a chance to hear me or see me out in your rural community or any community going across the state that I've been traveling. And you know I'm a stalwart supporter of public education. We've got to fix our mental health broken system in this state. We have to clean up our environment, protect our water, and rebuild our soil health. We've got to be more welcoming for new immigrants. We've got to address the gun issue and create a safe environment for our children and all of us. And the list of things that we have to do to answer what damage they're doing and the legislation and governmentals are doing goes on and on. But we can't change any of it unless first we make the governor's race. So we have a firewall for further damage to what they're doing. They're doing to women's rights, reproductive freedoms. They're doing so much damage to our state. We can't reverse the damage they've done, like stripping away collective bargaining rights, unless we also have a Democratic legislature. We're not going to win the governorship. Yes. We're not going to win the governorship or the legislature unless we win that votes across this entire state. And that includes rural Iowa. So what I want to give you today is the argument. Because I think our Democratic base is pretty darn energized. I've particularly seen the anger and well-deserved anger of so many women across the state and how active we have women in our party today. So I want to have you picture being in that conversation with that independent in your community or neighbor, or even a moderate Republican. But I believe our chief argument against Kim Reynolds getting reelected is her total mismanagement of state government. And who you're going to be arguing on behalf of to get them to vote for. I believe to challenge her, we have to have someone with significant experience so we can contrast with her mismanagement. I hope I'll get the easy stuff out of the way. I've been investigated by the White House Department of Personnel and two FBI background investigations and my two Senate confirmations. There are no surprises out there, folks. I've been the state director of the Iowa Farm Unity Coalition. I've been chief of staff to Governor Vilsack to help clean up the first Grandstand mess. I've been head of the state agency, the Iowa Utilities Board, and a federal energy commissioner advancing the cause against climate change and renewable energy. I've been chief of staff to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, managed a budget of over $100 billion and 100,000 staff. I've been the representative to the United Nations on agricultural policy. I started two small businesses, and I'm currently a small business owner. My first business was here in Greenfield, Iowa. So if you're making that argument across this state, and particularly to rural voters who we've lost so many of, I know I can give you an argument to make on behalf of John. Because this is so good that we reconnect with Iowa voters about our values, of that love for the land, respect for the land, that sense of community and caring for each other, and that fundamental belief that public education is the bedrock of opportunity for everyone in our state. And we have a policy agenda. A policy agenda that can get people behind the Democratic agenda, our progressive agenda. We will not just elect John Norris as governor. I'm committed to looking Democrats up and down that ballot, rethinking that legislature,